This is Including You, the new series from Lead at Any Level. Including You features stories from chief diversity officers and other executives who are creating inclusive cultures in their organizations. Our goal is to show what's working in companies just like yours, to give you the tools you need to keep pushing for progress in your own workplace. We want to create belonging and opportunity for everyone, including you. And now here's your host, Amy C. Wanninger.
Welcome back to Including You. I'm your host, Amy C. Wanninger, the Inclusion Catalyst. My guest today is Charles Morgan. He's the CEO of ScreeCred, whose mission is to build up communities by building credit. ScreeCred currently employs four people, but they're growing all the time. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk to you. And our conversation, I just want to let our viewers and listeners know, is going to be a little bit different than some of the other Including You episodes, because you are making history. You are changing the world in a very specific way. And I want to make sure everybody knows about it. So we're diverting from the typical format just for this week to let everybody know about the amazing work you're doing. Can you tell us what it is that ScreeCred does?
In a sense, at ScreeCred, we create additional pathways for marginalized community members to gain access to credit by tracking and reporting their auto insurance payments. Essentially, we report on our users' account history, report on our users' payment history, which makes up 50% of the credit score. And over time, with positive payment histories, our users will see an increase in their credit score, and also they'll see a decrease in their auto insurance premiums. It's definitely been an amazing journey. This is something that we consider as making history. This is the first time that legacy insurance is willing to come to the table and acknowledge disparities. And that's something that we're really excited about. And again, thank you for having me on Including You. We really appreciate it.
So Charles, if memory serves me correctly, you started out by trade as a chemical engineer. Yes. And you never worked in insurance or financial services or credit reporting. How did you get into this work? What gave you the idea for ScreeCred?
Sure. In the Houston area, I was assisting a colleague on one of his disaster mitigation projects related to Hurricane Harvey. We were trying to determine why there was a deficiency regarding resilience in low to moderate income communities. And what we determined was that the primary cause was that these individuals did not have insurance. So in communicating, conducting interviews out in the communities, we learned that the reason why they didn't have insurance was affordability. And in researching affordability, we uncovered a disparity that really shook me to the core. So the disparity itself was that people of color on average pay 70% more for auto insurance premiums due to having a lower credit score. And in some cases, they pay more than individuals who've been cited for a DWI. So that really lit a fire under me. And I really wanted to create a product. I really want to innovate around this disparity in order to eliminate it.
I want to go back to what you said for a second. I want to make sure Everybody heard you correctly.
Yes.
70% higher insurance premiums.
Yes.
Because of credit scores being low, and credit scores are disproportionately lower in communities that are disproportionately Black and Brown,
yes,
for all sorts of reasons. And the reason, when you said this, and you've told me this statistic before, and I always feel like somebody's just kicked me in the chest.
Yeah.
Because I worked in insurance for so long. I know how important insurance is to protecting what matters, to getting people back on their feet after a disaster, whether it's a small scale disaster or something large, a catastrophe like a hurricane. I know what my insurance rates are, and I know if they went up by 70% tomorrow, I would have a hard time making that payment. I don't know that we can overstate how egregious that is.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, and it's not something that a lot of people know about. I worked in the industry for 12 years. I knew that credit score played a role. I didn't realize how significant a role, and it's just absolutely stunning. So I'm sorry, please continue your story. I just want to make sure that we don't lose that detail, because 70% is huge.
Yes. And I really wanted to touch on a cycle that I've seen in communities of color, where, let's say, a young individual, you get to a point where you realistically, you can't afford the insurance. So you, but you still need to go to work. So you drive without the insurance. And in some states, if you drive without insurance, well, they take your vehicle. If you don't have a vehicle to go to work, then you lose your job. So this disparity right here is a cycle that that has weighed heavily on communities of color. And this is one of the primary reasons why we're really trying to combat this disparity with the conversations that we're having today.
So I hear you that there's a disparity. Then there's this downward cycle, this trend downward. Something breaks in the chain of everything going well, everything going perfectly. Yes. Now we're talking about this disaster spiral that can happen to folks that makes it almost impossible for them to ever get back to where they were.
Absolutely.
And you've come up with a unique solution for this. Can you explain a little bit about how your approach is going to make this better?
Absolutely. What we do at ScreenCredit, we give our users the ability to track and report their auto insurance payments. They would need only to opt into the ScreenCredit platform, connect the auto insurance account, and continue making on-time payments just like they always have been. And over time, see an increase in their credit score. So the focal point is the credit score and putting those individuals into in a better situation from a sense of what some lenders would call subprime and to, I guess, a situation where they're considered prime lenders. So we're really excited about the product. We're really excited about a lot of the conversations that we're having on the insurance side, on the credit bureau side, and also on the side of strategic partnerships.
And so you're talking about real structural change here with just this one very elegant solution, because you're taking the credit reporting agencies have to agree that this is going to work. The mm-hmm. insurance companies have to agree to the reporting requirements. So they have yes. to agree that this is going to work. But yes. then what happens on the back end is as this partnership continues yes. and as people report, look, I paid my ridiculously high premium on time for 6 months or yes. however long. Then when I'm up for renewal, my credit score is higher, my rates go
yes.
down.
Yes.
And this creates a virtuous cycle then yes. that makes it easier to get insurance next time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it bridges the gap between what's called standard and non-standard insurance. Standard insurance would be policies through your major carriers, such as State Farm, Nationwide, things like that. And your non-standard carriers would be considered carriers like the General or the National carriers like that. So we want to bridge that gap. At the end of the day, the platform is designed to assist individuals with increasing their credit score and transitioning them to a standard insurance carrier and reducing costs.
And they're also probably, not to disparage any particular carrier, they're yes. also probably going to get better coverage at those lower rates as well,
yes.
because the offerings are more comprehensive. And then this also applies, when it affects their credit score, it applies to other areas of their financial life as well.
Yes.
Getting a loan for a better car, for example, being yes. able to afford or be approved for a lease where credit is taken into account, buying a home, purchasing other credit vehicles might make the interest rates on their credit cards go down as well over time.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. We're talking about just life-changing
yes.
improvements based on this one very elegant solution,
yes.
which if you can't tell, I'm super excited about.
Yes,
so where are you in this process? I know you've been talking to credit bureaus, you've been talking to insurance carriers. You've got a website up so people can start to get information about this. Can yes. you talk just a little bit about where you are in the process?
Yes, absolutely. As far as the website, it's set up for individuals who, like yourself, are excited about the product. We're inviting individuals to sign on as early subscribers. We were in talks with insurance carriers as of last week. And one of the major credit bureaus, and then initiating a pilot. And because we want to test the data to make sure that the data and the reporting is beneficial to the consumer. So that's something that we're really excited about. Strategic partnerships, strategic advisors from the bureaus themselves. We have advisors from two of the major bureaus, advisors on the insurance side. Again, my background is in chemical engineering, so I wanted to surround myself with the best and brightest in the insurance industry and also the credit reporting industry so that we can build a viable product and get it to market.
And is the funding for this, does the funding come from the insurance companies? Does it come from the consumer? How is your business model set up, or how will it be set up?
The value prop is set up in two different ways. We can go direct to consumer, but we can also enter into strategic partnerships with insurance companies that are basically looking to increase growth, increase revenue, things like that, so that the cost is shifted to the insurance company and not necessarily to the consumer. But we do have a method to go direct to consumer.
And I would imagine that this is great for the insurance companies too, because they're, by providing extra value to their consumers, to their policyholders, they're also going to be able to retain their clients for longer. They're going to be, they're essentially reducing their own risk and their own exposure just by helping their own customers build credit. And I would imagine that this is a pretty attractive proposition for them as well, just knowing how competitive insurance is.
Yeah, so we definitely, the early conversations that we had on the insurance side were from teams, the customer retention, growth and expansion, those teams that are really excited about the product, especially for carriers that are considered non-standard.
And if somebody's listening right now and they think, oh my gosh, my rates are too high, my credit score is too low, they can go to screecred.com.
Yes.
To sign up, just to get information about when the product will be available, maybe information about participating in the pilot. But I want to talk specifically to the people who work for insurance companies or insurance adjacent organizations. If this is something that your organization might be interested in, if they have espoused a commitment to diversity and inclusion and equity, if they have espoused a commitment to broadening their market share and their market reach, if they have espoused a commitment to giving back to community, this would be a very good opportunity for them to put their feet where they say their hearts are. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank you. That is a wonderful way of putting it. And I really appreciate that. So I second that. We've had communications with the majority of the major carriers, communications that I think in the future are going to be fruitful. I would just say that this is something that we know that it's needed. We're not necessarily going to focus on the past. We want to focus on a brighter future that we can create. So through these strategic partnerships, through the product, through PR, et cetera, we truly believe that we have the ability to change the world, especially from the scope of disparities in the insurance industry.
Charles, I wish you every ounce of success. I think what you're doing is, it's needed, it's valuable, it's important, it's right and good. And I'm so grateful that you found your way from chemical engineering into the amazingly boring and sometimes unsexy world of insurance, because I really think you have the power to change the world.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you've enjoyed this episode, follow Lead at Any Level on LinkedIn and YouTube. Then join us for Including You video simulcast every Thursday at noon Eastern. Including You can also be enjoyed each week as part of the Living Corporate audio podcast series, available on all major podcast platforms. Learn more at living-corporate.com. Including You is brought to you in part by Lead at Any Level, a boutique training and consulting firm improving employee engagement and retention for companies that promote from within. Lead at Any Level. Leaders can be anywhere and should be everywhere. Learn more at leadatanylevel.com. Lead at Any Level and its logo are registered trademarks of Lead at Any Level LLC. The views and opinions of guests on our show do not necessarily reflect the positions of Lead at Any Level, Living Corporate, or the sponsors of Including You.
That's it for this week's edition of Including You. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a comment or a review to help others find us as well. Please join me next week when my guest will be Samira Abdul-Karim from Hyphens and Spaces.